One of the less important casualties of the new era of the coronavirus is the disappearance of meals on airplanes. And as flights begin to resume, the new reality is becoming clear. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. At the start of the pandemic, to minimize the touching of passengers' food and drink, flight attendants in the U.S. began offering only prepackaged snacks and small bottles of wine and cans of beer, even in business and first class on short flights. This spring, American Airlines continued to offer hot meals to premium class passengers on flights longer than 2,200 miles. On shorter flights, those in the front of the plane got a cheese and fruit plate. Now, that cheese and fruit plate is as good as it gets unless you're flying American between Dallas and Honolulu or between New York and San Francisco and L.A. Same with United. And Delta isn't offering anything other than snacks on any of its flights. It's funny, airlines had just resumed competing with each other on food and wine offerings before COVID-19. I expect when the virus subsides and more people feel comfortable flying, competition among airlines, especially in premium cabins, will start anew. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.